Welcome back to The Wise Man's Page, the daily podcast where we read Patrick Rothfuss's The Wise Man's Fear page by page. This is page 262. "Only what I set out to," I said somberly. "Only what was necessary to destroy the Mommet so I could sleep safe at night."
"You kicked over his chamber pot."
"True," I admitted. "And I found this." I held up a piece of paper.
"If that's one of his poems," Debbie said, "I suggest you burn it quickly and wash your hands."
I unfolded the slip of paper and read it aloud. "Ledger mark 4535. Ring. White gold. Blue smokestone. Remount setting and polish." I folded it carefully and put it in a pocket. "To me," I said, "this is better than a poem." Sim sat upright.
"Is that a pawn slip for your lady's ring?"
"It's a claim slip for a jeweler, if I don't miss my guess. But yes, it's for her ring," I said. "And she's not my lady, by the by."
"I'm lost," Debbie said.
"That's how all this started," Willem said. "Quoth was trying to reclaim a bit of property for a girl he fancies."
"Someone should fill me in," Debbie said. "I seem to have come in halfway through the story."
I leaned back against a piece of fieldstone, content to let my friends tell the story. The slip of paper hadn't been in Ambrose's chest of drawers. It hadn't been on the hearth or his bedside table. It hadn't been on his jewelry tray or his writing desk. It had, in fact, been in Ambrose's purse. I'd lifted it off him in a fit of pique, half a minute after he called me a filthy, thieving ruh. It had almost been a reflex action as I'd brushed roughly past him on my way out of his rooms at the Pony. By strange coincidence, the purse also contained money. Almost 6 talents. Not a great deal of coin as far as Ambrose was concerned. Enough for an extravagant night out with a lady. But for me, it was a great deal of money. So much, I almost felt guilty for taking it. Almost. That's the page. I'm Jeremy.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Nick.
I'm kind of glad that we have another thing here that will fix Quoth's money problems, because he always seems to have them and then, like, just get out of them by a way. And this is just another way that we haven't seen yet that he has now used to get out of them. Although yeah. It is not like a good, it's not good to pickpocket, obviously, but I'm okay with this.
It is good to pick the pockets of bad people, which Ambrose certainly is. He has done nothing to earn the extravagant wealth that he has, and it should
true.
Be taken
tax
from
the rich.
Him. And you know what? This is better than taxation. This is like direct redistribution. There's no middleman. There's no tax man like taking his cut. Quoth is just doing like redistributive policy. He's taking from the rich and giving to the poor.
Yeah, he's doing self-directed redistribution of wealth.
So Quoth equals Robin Hood?
No, Robin Hood gave it away.
Oh, right.
Well, I think that Quoth did the right thing here. He is also going to create a problem for himself because Ambrose is going to know that Quoth took his purse and this note for the jeweler. And I think that he might start to put 2 and 2 together and make the 4 that Quoth and Denna know each other and that Quoth might be sweet on Denna. And that might set his evil mind grinding those gears and thinking, how can I get Quoth? I have tried malfeasancing him. I have tried murdering him. I have tried getting him expelled. And none of that has worked. But maybe I could do something terrible to the girl he likes.
That's uncharacteristically crackpotted of you, Jeremy.
I also feel like for Ambrose, it's a little uncharacteristically clever. Like, I don't really think of Ambrose as a terribly clever guy.
Oh, I think that that is really underestimating Ambrose. Ambrose isn't stupid.
No, I don't think he's... The thing is, for example, I don't think I'm stupid either, but I also wouldn't say that I'm, like, clever. Not the way that Quoth is. Like, not that planning, scheming kind of mindset.
Ambrose isn't nearly as smart as Quoth, but he is able to change tactics. And so I think it's a bit of a stretch to have him connect Denna and Quoth this early, but it might be the first in several of a web that connects Denna and Quoth in his mind, which might lead him to going after Denna. I do think that he would hurt someone to hurt someone else. I do think that's something he's capable of, and I do think that he's able to change tactics where if he finds someone untouchable, he might go after their loved ones. That I wouldn't put past him.
Yeah, I'm just not sure that he would be able to connect those dots right now.
Not right now, which is why this is uncharacteristically crackpotted of Jeremy, but I can see this being one of several things.
Well, I also think that you're like, I agree with you, Nick, that this might not be the one and only thing that makes him connect those two people, but it might be the thing that sets that ball rolling in the Rube Goldberg machine of his evil mind.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I think we mentioned in a previous episode that Quoth was probably looking for the ring, not finding it in the room. Perhaps that is also why he did the pickpocketing. It could be that he just, like, as he says in a fit of pique, was like, well, I'm going to take his purse also. That'll show him. And he happened to find the ring slip. But I suspect if he had already found it while ransacking the rooms, he wouldn't have bothered trying to lift Ambrose's purse.
I think that's debatable. I think he probably would have. But I think he is telling us now that he was looking for it the whole time when he says it hadn't been in the chest of drawers, it hadn't been in the hearth or here or the other place. So I think that while he was ransacking the room, he was also looking for the ring.
Agreed. Anything else on the page?
Only that this might help mollify Devi, because I think maybe part of why she's sore at Quoth is not just that he betrayed her when she trusted him, but also she might still be smarting from the fact that he turned down her advances, and she might be a bit embarrassed about that. And it might help her to know that part of the reason that he turned her down is because he's sweet on somebody else.
Could be. I just think, like, knowing the whole story would help her, whether or not it's about personal shame or whatever. I think that understanding, like, oh, this was all part of a bigger thing where Quoth was trying to help somebody and pull one over on the person we both hate, would help turn her around. Mm. And as I recall, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jordana, anything you want to say before we move on?
I am out of things.
Are you sure?
Oh, wait. No, I'm not out of things. I have one thing. This is the end of a chapter. And this chapter was called Fire, which makes sense because it is about the fire in Ambrose's rooms. And also maybe Quoth's fiery temper. I don't know.
It's also a reference to the new track by Lil Nas X.
Hmm. Oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I definitely understand that completely.
Yeah. Well, it's fire.
And so is this podcast. This podcast is fire. So really, yeah, this is all reference to us.
Yeah. We're a real heat rock.
I definitely thought that you meant, like, that the album was called Fire. I did not realize that fire is a term of, hey, this thing is good.
Yeah.
But I understand now that it's a, hey, this thing is good. So that,
yeah, the term is okay. Fire.
Very well. I guess we are fire. I don't know. I don't know. I can't do this bit.
Oh, sorry, Jordana. By saying that, we have definitively placed ourselves outside the realm of being fire.
Yes,
I'm just trying to do the bit, okay?
You mean the word soggy.
If you have to ask if your street's ahead, your street's behind.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm pretty sure I've always been streets behind, let's be honest.
Listeners, tell us that we're streets ahead.
On another episode of...
Page.
Of...
The...
Wind!